I was flipping through a dusty pile of old esoteric magazines when I found a peculiar advertisement. It claimed that a woman named Gloria, a self-described astrologer and numerologist, was searching for someone whose magic number was 111. According to the ad, if you added up the numbers in Nostradamus's magic square and got 111, you could receive a large sum of money, no strings attached. The offer seemed too good to be true, and it reminded me of similar folkloric promises that have circulated for centuries. The legend of Nostradamus's magic square. The story goes that in 1551, the famous French astrologer and physician Nostradamus created a magic square, a grid of numbers with special properties. In European folklore, magic squares were often believed to hold mystical powers, from warding off evil to attracting good fortune. Nostradamus, known for his cryptic prophecies, supposedly designed this particular square to predict future events and, according to the magazine, secretly passed it down to Gloria's ancestor. Magic squares have a long history in many cultures. The Chinese legend of the Loshu Square dates back to 650 BCE, and similar grids appear in Indian, Islamic, and European traditions. They were often used in amulets and talismans. In Nostradamus's time, such squares were part of a broader interest in numerology, the belief that numbers hold hidden meanings. The magazine described a specific method: find your birth date in the square, then add the numbers in the horizontal and vertical rows that intersect at that date. If both sums equal 111, you are supposedly the chosen one. I tried it with my own birthday and got a different number. I'm not sure whether anyone actually gets 111, the square in the article seemed to have numbers arranged in a way that might make it possible, but I didn't verify it. Gloria and the promise of wealth. The advertisement featured a woman named Gloria, who claimed to have been practicing astrology and numerology for over 30 years. She said she felt sorry for people with financial troubles and wanted to help them. According to the ad, once every 11 months, one person with the magic number 111 could receive over 100,000 rubles, roughly $1,400 at the time, without any effort. The offer was supposedly free, but you had to send in a coupon with your birth date and contact information. This kind of pitch is a classic example of a money magnet folklore motif. Similar stories appear in chain letters and spam emails: you have been chosen. Send your details to claim your prize. In many traditions, there are tales of hidden treasures or lucky numbers that bring fortune to a select few. For instance, in some European folk traditions, finding a four-leaf clover or a horseshoe was believed to bring wealth. The magic number 111 fits this pattern. It's a repeating digit that feels special. I remember a friend once told me about a similar offer she received in the mail. It promised a cash prize if she called a certain number. She was skeptical, and when she called, they asked for her bank details. She hung up. Stories like these remind me that folklore often blends with scams, and it's important to keep a critical eye. What the magic square really means. Historically, Nostradamus's magic square is not well documented. I couldn't find any reliable source confirming that he created such a square. Most references to it appear in modern esoteric publications, not in his original writings. The square in the magazine looked like a standard 6x6 grid with numbers from 1 to 36, arranged so that each row, column, and diagonal adds up to 111, a common property of magic squares. In fact, a 6x6 magic square with numbers 1 to 36 always sums to 111 in each row, so the claim that only one person in 11 months gets 111 is mathematically false. Everyone who uses the square correctly would get 111, because that's how the square is designed. This reveals a key point about folklore: it often takes a simple mathematical truth and wraps it in mystery. The number 111 is not special, it's just a property of the square. But in the context of a story about Nostradamus and a hidden fortune, it becomes a symbol of luck. I find it fascinating how numbers can carry such weight in cultural narratives. If you're curious about magic squares, they are a fun mathematical puzzle. You can create your own by arranging numbers in a grid so that all rows, columns, and diagonals add up to the same total. It's a great way to pass an afternoon. But as for promises of sudden wealth, I'd take them with a grain of salt.